Hey guys, welcome back to the Prosta English Podcast. I'm your host, Nika, and in this episode, we are going to be talking about spring. At the beginning of April, we had sunny and warm weather, and I thought, great, it's a wonderful moment to record a podcast about a spring bucket list. But in 1 week, it became cold, rainy and dreary again, and while I'm recording this audio, it's even snowing. So I cannot say that I feel that a proper spring has finally come. But anyway, I'd like to record this episode because spring is my favorite season of the year, and I hope that talking and thinking about a warm spring, we maybe can attract it somehow. So let's get started. I believe that many people in the world love spring, especially people in our countries where we have long, cold and snowy winter with strong winds and short daylight hours. Usually in April and May, we feel that nature finally awakens. We can enjoy birds singing, blooming flowers, trees with green leaves, and I don't know how to describe it, but in spring, even the smell of the air is different. It's full of freshness, joy, and even some kind of freedom. Today, I wanted to discuss the activities which we can add to our ultimate spring bucket list to make the most of this beautiful season. And I'll share some of the things which I've already done or started doing, and also some additional points which I still plan to complete this spring. And I hope that this episode will inspire you to create your own bucket list and try some new fun activities. The first activity on my list is definitely outdoor sports. I cannot imagine my life without sports because when I do sports regularly, I feel more energetic, fresh, and alive, and I adore the possibility to go outside and to enjoy both the beauty of nature and a light workout. In spring, I usually take a bike or go cycling along the seaside. And meanwhile, I can listen to some podcasts in English or in Polish. And I also like rollerblading, either at the stadium or in a park. And this fun activity, like rollerblading, somehow brings me back to my childhood. Maybe because in childhood, I learned how to roller skate. When mornings are already warm enough, I can take a yoga mat and go outside to do stretching or other different fitness activities. I live in an apartment building, and next to our building, we have a common green area, and I usually find a hidden spot where people do not see me. I put a yoga mat on the grass, turn on some videos on YouTube, and enjoy doing sports for 30 or 50 minutes. And after such workouts, I usually feel extremely proud of myself and I cannot stop smiling. In addition to that, in warm months, I like to go jogging. I cannot say that running is the most pleasant activity for me, but it's like the easiest and the fastest way to lose weight and to prepare for a swimsuit season. And as I've already mentioned, at the beginning of April, we had a warm week. And of course, I started to go jogging to the nearest stadium. And I used the app called Nike Plus Run Club, and I straight away created a challenge there to run 50 kilometers by the end of April. And this goal made me so enthusiastic and excited about my workouts. But unfortunately, on one of the days, I went out and I was not able to continue running because I had a terrible pain in my back. And I got really scared because I had never experienced any pain in the lower part of my back. And when I shared this problem on Instagram, many people recommended that I go to a doctor and get a screening. But I hate doctors and I avoid going to them. So, Of course, I didn't go, and I just decided to take some days off sport and get back to it when I feel better. But while I was recovering, winter came back to Gdańsk again, so now it's in general impossible for me to go jogging because when it's plus 2 or plus 5 degrees outside, I feel super uncomfortable and I always worry about getting sick. So yeah, this year my career as an athlete finished very quickly due to terrible weather conditions and some health issues. But I believe that when it's warm again, I will not go running. I'll either choose rollerblades or a bike, or maybe play beach tennis with my husband. The second activity that I had on my bucket list was a photo shoot. Some time ago, I realized that I do not have any new photos. Yeah, I have some from my trips and daily life, but for my blog and Instagram, sometimes I need more professional photos taken not just by a phone, but by a camera. In general, I do not like photo shoots because I feel so stressed. I don't know how to pose and where to look and where to put my hands. And due to that, I believe that I would have been putting this activity off for a long time if one photographer from Gdańsk hadn't sent a message to me on Instagram offering to take some photos of me. And I immediately agreed. And after that, there was no turning back. And I started thinking about my outfits and the studio and the photos which I wanted to get. And I would lie if I told you that it was easy. It took me some days to decide how I want to look in those pictures. And also one day I opened my wardrobe and realized that I didn't have any beautiful outfits. So the next day I went shopping and I bought 2 dresses and 1 black and white t-shirt at H&M. And when I was buying these clothes, I already knew that I would return 1 dress back to the store. Because it looked wonderful in the photos, but I couldn't imagine wearing it in my daily life. Talking about the studio itself, I rented the one with 4 different locations, which means that there were 4 walls in 4 different colors. In addition to that, there were also like various pieces of furniture, including 2 sofas, a chair, and an armchair. And also there were some books, flowers and other decorations which I could hold in my hands, making it easier for me to pose just than, you know, just in front of a plain wall. My friend helped me with makeup and hairstyle, and I really liked the way I looked that day. And this fact helped me to relax and feel more confident in front of the camera. And even though I only got to know the photographer when I arrived at the studio, we quickly got along well and easily found the same language. We also turned on music in the background and she guided me with poses and supported me with kind and encouraging words. And in general, we spent 2 hours in the studio, but by the end of the day, of course, I felt drained and overwhelmed because I'm not used to being in front of the camera for so long. But anyway, I liked that day a lot, and now I have many jaw-dropping pictures. So girls, the activity that I highly recommend you to do this spring is a photo shoot. This is the way to feel feminine, to see how beautiful you are from the outside, and also to boost your level of self-confidence. But just be careful when choosing the photographer, because the more qualified the photographer is, the more satisfied you're gonna be with the result. Talking about photos, the third activity that I had on my spring bucket list was a photo album. Yeah, you know, digital photos are great because we can post them on social media, we can also send them to our friends and family members who are living far away. But when we have printed photos, when we can touch them and feel them, it's a completely different experience. And the idea of making a photo album came to my mind, I think, at the beginning of March when I was choosing a present for my husband. He was turning 33 and I wanted to find a memorable and special gift for him. And I came up with the idea of a photo album, which I called 33 Happy Days with You Around the World. And I scrolled through all our common photos and I selected 33 happiest days from our life, which happened all over the world, in China, Singapore, Malaysia, Italy, the Czech Republic, Lithuania, Slovakia, Poland, and many, many other countries. And then I found the service which allowed me to add to the album a world map where all these places where we've been together were tagged. And in addition to that, next to the pictures, there were written the exact dates when these days happened. And in the end, I got the album with more than 100 pages, and my husband was over the moon when I presented it to him. So if you're thinking about a great gift for your beloved people, take into consideration a photo album. It sounds simple, I know, but it will make all your common memories tangible and you will never forget about those happy moments. The idea number four is to visit new places. At the beginning of April, my parents and I visited Spain. It was my dad's birthday and my mom decided to organize a small getaway for him. I was responsible for tickets and I selected Spain because I had never been there before and I wanted to add a new country to my travel list. When I was choosing the plane tickets, I picked Valencia randomly just because there was a very convenient direct flight from Gdańsk. I hadn't heard anything special about this city before, and I cannot say that it was on my list of desired places to visit. But now I can definitely say that it's one of my favorite places in Europe, and I'd highly recommend you visit this city if you haven't been there yet. Valencia is an extremely colorful place. First of all, there are more than 300 sunny days a year. Can you imagine that? It sounds like a paradise. And secondly, all the buildings are colored not in gray and dark brown, for example, like in Poland, but in yellow, blue, orange, pink, white, and so on. And thirdly, there are a lot of green parks and open areas for people with bike lanes, benches, sport equipment, flower fields, and so on. And due to the warm weather almost all year long, people can fully enjoy all these facilities and spend a lot of time outside. I was also impressed by the amount of stylish, good-looking, energetic, and slim elderly people. You know, in our countries, you will only see grandmas and grandpas in the markets, maybe also like in pharmacies and hospitals, or on the benches next to their blocks of flats. But in Spain, they are everywhere, like spending time in cafes with their friends, drinking coffee and eating desserts. And they are also taking strolls in the park and next to the beach. And they are doing shopping in boutiques and going to theaters and operas. One day we took a guided tour around the city and our tour guide told us that there are two prohibited topics which elderly people in Spain cannot discuss with each other. So this is death and health problems. Can you imagine that? In my country, for example, health issues are the main and the most popular topic for discussion among elderly people. And also, a tour guide mentioned that people in Spain live much longer than people in our countries due to climate, good quality of food, variety of fruits and vegetables, lots of sun, and also stable economic and political situations. But to be honest, it was wonderful to hear that because it gave me hope that retirement can also be exciting, pleasant, and full of wonderful activities. Point number five on my bucket list is to do spring cleaning. I haven't done that yet, but I hope that in May, I will finally find time for it. First of all, I would like to declutter every room by identifying the items I no longer use or need. And this could include clothes that no longer fit or old electronics, books that I've already read, and so on. And some of these items, like books, I can give to my friends, and the clothes that I do not need, I will bring to H&M for recycling, and the rest, I think, I will either sell or simply throw away. The second step will be to clean deeply all the surfaces throughout the home. I will dust and wipe down shelves, furniture, and all cupboards in the kitchen. I will clean windows, mirrors, and also wash curtains. I know that this kind of deep cleaning usually takes a couple of days and it's very exhausting, but it's definitely worth it because afterwards you feel free, you have more fresh air, and you do not feel this pressure by the items which clutter your life. So that's basically it for my bucket list. I know that it's rather short, but spring is a short season too, unfortunately. I just didn't want to create a long list which would be impossible to complete and which would give me some kind of pressure. And I hope that after listening to this episode, you guys will create your own inspiring bucket list, which will make you feel great and will motivate you to get into some fun activities. Wishing you a sunny, warm, and pleasant spring. Take the most of this season, and thank you so much for staying with me today. And as always, I invite you to follow me on Instagram and on Telegram if you are interested in knowing more about my life and learning English with me. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you next week. See you guys. Bye bye.